believer in Christ is safely secured. Amen. Not upon the merits of himself, but on his obedience. Obedience to walk into the ark. The only thing Noah had to do was get in the ark. He didn't even have to shut the door. God did that himself.
Amen.
Walk in. That's all a believer does, is walk by faith in Christ.
Amen.
God takes care of the rest of it. He that hears my words and believeth on him and sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into the judgment. Pass from death unto life in the ark. Pay forevermore.
Amen.
Let the judgment rock her if it wants to.
Amen.
Why, well, imagine sometimes the ark was standing on the end and upside down and everything else. But Noah was saved. The pit stood between him and the judgment. And today the blood of Jesus Christ God can stand between us and all the judgment.
Amen.
Amen. Shall not be condemned or come into judgment, but pass from death unto life. Amen.
Why? Because he's in the ark. What a perfect picture. Trees cut down the way they started in the world. Cut down first. That's every man. Comes into the world born to sinners, takes in iniquity, comes to the world speaking lies. Undone, unlovely, ungodly, away from God, alienated, without hope, without Christ, dying, going to a sinner's grave, ready for the judgment. Damn! The word comes along sharper than any two-edged knife. Cuts the tree down. Hews it out, cuts off all the stickers and all the thorns, amen.
Cuts the best part out of it, and the travel, amen, in the hand of the builder, Christ.
Then his life was poured out of Calvary, that through the shedding of the blood might make an atonement to protect the man that's in the ark of safety.
Yeah. Oh, my.
What a picture, soldier. Then in order to get the pitch to put on it called it'll water off.
I want you to take notice to this. A man just says, well, I'll believe the word, I'll just take this, that without the blood, you're left to the world.
Amen.
No matter how much you're in the ark, how much ark or what board you are, you've got to get pitched. Soaked up. All soaked up with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Keeping the world out. Then, I want you to notice how beautiful. Then in order, there had to be another tree cut down, a fellow kinsman, cut out and beat until all the rosin fell out of it. And this rosin man was poured onto the other one that was cut out to preserve it.
Amen.
And today, how long preserved?
Well, that's been 6,000 years ago,
and they see the old ark yet sitting on top of the mountain.
Amen.
No other wood has ever stood in it, ever will. Why? It was pitched by the death of another.
The ark still stands, pitched within and without, as a memorial of what pitch will do.
Oh, what a perfect picture how Christ is the believer's position in Christ as you once in Christ. Pitched on the outside with all you have to do, the ark is prepared. The only thing you have to do is come in and believe. Notice Noah when he came in, that's the only thing he had to do was walk in, God shut the door, and he was safely until the judgment was passed.
Amen.
God done the shutting, God done the opening.
That's the believer today in Christ.